This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Our Marketplace Econ Extra Credit movie we're watching this month gives us a strong dose of what economists call creative destruction, how innovation chews through the old ways to bring us the new. The movie is called The Last Blockbuster, the video rental chain that was part of our lives and now is down to a single one in Bend, Oregon. A lot lined up to kill that video star. For instance, when a younger Netflix offered to sell itself to Blockbuster for big bucks, Blockbuster said no. Another nail in the casket, DVDs, when they replaced videotapes and Walmart, Target, and Best Buy started selling the discs cheap. Now, beyond Blockbuster, for other chain stores that touched our lives pre-pandemic, innovation and digital competition are only part of the challenge. So is debt.
You know, in recent years, quite a few of the retailers that we see in the malls, many of them have been bought by private equity firms.
Soma Biswas covers bankruptcy and restructuring for the Wall Street Journal and WSJ Pro Bankruptcy. Packs of investors, private equity firms, have bought up old friends like J. Crew, Lucky Brand, Neiman Marcus, PetSmart, Petco, Guitar Center. The private equity people like to borrow money to pay for the purchases of these stores, with that debt piled onto the stores. Maybe the strategy would have worked better if the whole retail landscape wasn't changing.
For retailers, when they're facing pressure from e-commerce, while they might be able to sustain that debt if they weren't facing that pressure, you know, that made it harder. It certainly contributed to quite a few retailers filing for bankruptcy or even liquidating and disappearing.
You see, many private equity investors are not known for patience, the patience required to adapt store brands to get through the e-commerce onslaught and now pandemic by pumping more of their money in.
Typically, they're buying something with the idea that they can exit it profitably within, let's say, 5 to 7 years. But if the company can't sustain its debt and has to restructure, as happened with J. Crew and Neiman Marcus, they typically don't try to save it by putting in more money. They let go of it. They move on to other investments.
But other firms do have a longer time horizon. Simon Property, which owns more than 100 shopping malls across the country, knows it's not much of a shopping experience if no retail stores exist and their malls become ghostly caverns of emptiness. So this mall owner has been buying a variety of store brands, including, this week, Eddie Bauer. But Simon knows real estate.
They don't really know that much about maintaining a brand and running a retailer. So they've partnered with a company called Authentic Brands, making sure the merchandise is what people want. So they've partnered with them to buy up quite a few of these retailers, Forever 21, Brooks Brothers, Aeropostale. Yeah, the list goes on.
Another way some firms are trying to keep these retail brands from going the way of Blockbuster, not private equity, not ownership by a mall owner, a third approach, spin the stores off into separate companies on the stock market, hoping stock investors will provide the capital to get them through. L Brands is doing this with Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works. If people get their heads out of their screens and go back to the malls after their vaccinations, some of these strategies to stave off Blockbusterization might actually work. I'm watching one movie a month, exploring themes from economics and talking to you and the experts this month. It's the film called The Last Blockbuster. All that is in our weekly Econ Extra Credit newsletter. You can sign up for free, marketplace.org/newsletters.